ladies, gentlemen, and fabulous beings from all walks of life.
We're here to spill the tea, serve the shade, and keep you updated on all things fabulous.
Welcome to What in Gay Hell, your one-stop rainbow-colored podcast extravaganza.
Darling, we're your guides through the dazzling world of LGBTQ plus culture and beyond.
Get ready for a wild ride as we dive into the latest trends.
So, darling, grab your rainbow flags, your glitter, and a martini. It's time to embark on a fabulous journey with us.
Spill the piping hot tea on news that matters to our community.
You're in for a treat. Buckle up, fabulous listeners, because it's going to be one heck of a ride. Welcome to the
fabulous world of What in Gay Hell. Welcome, darlings, to the podcast that'll leave you saying, "What in gay hell just happened?" Without further ado,
let's get this party started.
Welcome to another episode of What in Gay Hell? The nipple controversy. A tale of out-of-touch sensationalism. In the ever-evolving world of fashion and celebrity culture, there are some moments that make you wonder if we've truly reached the pinnacle of human achievement.
The Earth's temperature is getting hotter and hotter. The sea levels are rising. The ice sheets are shrinking. And I'm not a scientist, but I do believe everyone can use their skill set to do their part. That's why I'm introducing a brand new bra with a built-in nipple. So no matter how hot it is, you'll always look cold. Some days are hard, but these nipples are harder. And unlike the icebergs, these aren't going anywhere. The Skims Ultimate Nipple Bra.
You read that right. Perky nipples in a world facing countless pressing issues. It's refreshing to know that we're still focusing on the truly essential things in life. The article in question, titled "Kim Kardashian Introduces Bra Raised Nipple," makes sure every woman is perky, no matter how hot or cold. Reads like a satirical take on the absurdity of contemporary celebrity culture. It's almost as if the authors believe that we, the readers, have been living in caves, completely oblivious to the concept of bras and the fact that they've been around for centuries. First and foremost, we must commend Kim Kardashian for her pioneering work in the field of nipple enhancement. It's a task only the chosen few can undertake. And we should all be grateful that a reality star of her caliber is leading the way. Her revolutionary contribution to humanity is providing a solution to a problem that, quite frankly, nobody knew existed. Who would have thought that our lives would be incomplete without perfectly perky nipples? Regardless of the weather, it's almost as if our ancestors were missing out on a higher state of enlightenment. With their dreary focus on shelter, food, and warmth. But let's not forget the groundbreaking raised nipple bra. This technological marvel is here to ensure that no woman will ever have to face the unbearable misery of slightly chilly weather. Gone are the days when people used simple solutions like layering clothes or using padded bras. Now, all you need is this miraculous contraption, which will undoubtedly revolutionize the world of fashion forever. Who needs central heating when you can have a bra that keeps your nipples in a state of eternal alertness? As we contemplate this monumental leap forward in the world of undergarments, it's also worth acknowledging the genuine concern the article shows for women everywhere, because, you know, it's the mark of a truly caring society to be more worried about nipple perkiness than, say, gender equality, climate change, or global poverty. In conclusion, the Daily Mail's article on the raised nipple bra serves as a shining example of the priorities that dominate contemporary celebrity culture. The audacious assertion that women need to have perky nipples no matter the circumstances is not only laughable but also disheartening. It highlights the stark contrast between the frivolous obsessions of the elite and the pressing issues that affect the lives of ordinary people. While Kim Kardashian's quest for perfect nipples may be headline-worthy in some circles, there is a whole world of challenges and meaningful pursuits that deserve our attention. In this surreal world of sensationalism, we can only hope that one day, the real issues of the day will take precedence over the perky nipples of the elite. Until then, Let us all bask in the knowledge that humanity's quest for the ultimate uplifted nipple is well underway. Thanks to the tireless efforts of our fashion-forward celebrities.
Talking about an airhead, Kim Kardashian's quest for age-appropriate love, maybe. We offer a satirical take on the recent headlines surrounding Kim's romantic escapades, from her headline-grabbing romance with comedian Pete Davidson to her sudden realization about age-appropriate love. We explore the eyebrow-raising journey of Kim's love life. Is age just a number? Or is it a fundamental factor in a successful relationship? Our host dissects the People magazine article and hilariously exposes the dynamics at play in Kim's love life. This segment delivers a tongue-in-cheek commentary on the often bizarre world of celebrity romance, reminding us that even in the glitzy realm of Hollywood, celebrities are just like us. So, if you're in the mood for some sharp humor and celebrity gossip, don't miss this entertaining and sarcastic episode of Kim Kardashian's quest for age-appropriate love, maybe. Jared Kushner's astounding insight. American Jews safer in Saudi Arabia than on college campuses. The wisdom of Jared Kushner. A man who has truly mastered the art of understanding the American experience. Especially for American Jews, in a remarkable display of insight. Kushner recently suggested that American Jews might find themselves safer in Saudi Arabia than on college campuses. Let's delve into this extraordinary piece of advice and marvel at just how in touch he is with the reality faced by young Jewish Americans. First of all, who needs those pesky college campuses anyway? Right? I mean, who wants to be in an environment that promotes learning, critical thinking, and diverse perspectives when you could be in a place like Saudi Arabia, where religious and cultural freedoms are abundant? It's not like college is a place where young minds are encouraged to question, challenge, and grow intellectually. Nope. Better to skip all of that nonsense and head straight to a country that values academic freedom just about as much as a camel values a hot cup of coffee. Kushner's assertion that American Jews are safer in Saudi Arabia is a stroke of genius. I mean, why bother with the United States? A country founded on principles of religious freedom and tolerance? Forget about the fact that college campuses are generally safe spaces for students. Irrespective of their religious background, why would anyone want that when they can trade it for a nation where religious freedom means following one specific interpretation of a religion? Saudi Arabia is such a welcoming place, especially for those who don't adhere to the state religion of Wahhabism. You'll be warmly greeted, as long as you don't mind giving up some of those trivial liberties, like freedom of speech and freedom of religion. But who cares about those minor inconveniences when you can bask in the glorious warmth of an authoritarian regime? Right? And don't get us started on Saudi Arabia's stellar record on women's rights. American college campuses have nothing to offer compared to a country where women are still fighting for basic rights like driving and autonomy. Why empower yourself through education when you can simply accept a life where your choices are made for you? In conclusion, Jared Kushner's statement about the safety of American Jews in Saudi Arabia is nothing short of brilliant. Who needs the freedom to express oneself, the opportunity to learn and grow, or the chance to live in a society that values diversity and tolerance when you can opt for a place that offers none of these things? Thank you, Mr. Kushner, for your invaluable guidance on what's best for American Jews. Your insight is truly out of this world, and we are grateful for your deep understanding of the issues faced by young people in America.
Why are they not in jail is the question that comes to mind with that Jared Kushner, whatever his name is. Talk about the corrupt family values. Donald Trump's razor-sharp wit, mocking Joe Biden for drugs in Vegas speech. The incomparable wit and charm of former President Donald Trump, who never fails to grace us with his profound insights and sharp commentary on his political opponents in his recent speech in Las Vegas. Trump delighted the audience with his mocking remarks about Joe Biden and alleged drug use. Let's delve into this exceptional display of humor and marvel at just how in touch he is with the pressing issues of our time. First of all, let's applaud Trump's ability to address the nation's most critical concerns, while some may argue that issues like the economy, healthcare, or climate change should be at the forefront of our political discourse. Trump wisely chose to focus on Joe Biden's potential drug use instead, after all. What could be more relevant to the lives of everyday Americans than speculating about the pharmaceutical habits of a former president? It's refreshing to see that Trump has his finger on the pulse of the nation. Understanding that nothing is as important as insinuating that his political rival may be indulging in some sort of substance abuse, who needs well-thought-out policy discussions when we can enjoy such highbrow entertainment? Trump's humorous comments are also a testament to his unwavering commitment to unity and statesmanship, while some leaders might strive to bring people together and foster a sense of national unity. Trump has chosen to bond with his audience over a bit of political mudslinging and rumor mongering. It's the kind of approach that truly builds bridges in a divided nation. Moreover, Trump's speech showcases his unparalleled knack for subtlety and nuance. He masterfully leaves just enough room for interpretation to keep us all guessing, ensuring that his comments remain open to multiple interpretations. Is he implying that Joe Biden is a drug user? Or is it all just a playful jest? The ambiguity adds a layer of mystery and intrigue to his oratory. In conclusion, Donald Trump's recent speech in Las Vegas is a shining example of his profound understanding of the issues that truly matter. Who needs to discuss complex policy challenges when we can all revel in the delightful world of political banter and conjecture? Thank you, Mr. Trump, for your unparalleled insight and your unwavering commitment to tackling the weightiest matters of our time. Your words have truly enriched our political discourse, and we eagerly await your next insightful commentary.
Celebrity Halloween Party. A glimpse into the real struggles of the rich and famous. Oh, the trials and tribulations of the rich and famous. Paris Hilton, Demi Lovato, and their celebrity entourage recently graced us with their presence at a star-studded Halloween party in Los Angeles. Let's take a moment to reflect on the struggles and hardships that must come with being a part of this glittering world of glamour and privilege. First, we have Paris Hilton, who decided to dress as a sexy mushroom princess. Because who wouldn't want to be a fungi on Halloween? Clad in a latex bodysuit, frilly chaps, and a spotted cap, she gave us all a glimpse into the daily struggles of deciding between red or white latex gloves to match her stilettos. And who can forget the heroic act of her husband, Carter Riem, who valiantly carried her purse and jacket into the party. The burden of being a mushroom princess, it seems, is just too much for one person to bear. Demi Lovato, the glamorous Snow White with a plunging neckline, showed us the harsh reality of life in Hollywood with her red apple clutch purse. She made sure to remind us that even a Disney princess needs an apple accessory. And don't even get us started on the struggles of walking in white platform Mary Janes. Clearly, the sidewalks of Hollywood are treacherous, and it takes a true artist to navigate them in such perilous footwear. Kate Beckinsale, the sexy space disco fighter girl, taught us that even in space, one must be disco-ready. Her rhinestoned and sheer bodysuit beneath a disco crop top and belt revealed the harsh truth. It's tough to be an intergalactic fashionista. Her teased strawberry blonde hair is a testament to the daily battles with gravity and hairspray that these stars must endure. Ashley Benson and her fiancé, Brandon Davis, decided to add vampire-inspired makeup to their glamorous ensembles, because nothing screams out of touch like mingling with the undead. Ashley, who was expecting her first child, managed to balance her pregnancy and fashion while sporting a black t-shirt, pants, and crocodile-embossed trench coat, who knew that maternity wear could be this chic. Then there's Malika and Khadija Haque, who wore figure-hugging bodysuits, clearly. The struggle here is choosing between a cheetah or an alien. The weight of such a decision is not to be taken lightly. Paris Jackson kept things down to earth by dressing as, well, a pumpkin patch manager or something. Her cream button-down and brown capris remind us that even the daughter of the late king of pop can't escape the mundane aspects of life. Nor Alfala, the electric robot-inspired jumpsuit enthusiast, showed us that even robots can have style. Her blue jumpsuit and cowboy hat combo screamed, "I'm from the future, and the future is fabulous." Paul Wesley, Natalie Kuchenberg, Casey Affleck, Kaylee Cowan, Glenn Powell, Cord Overstreet, and Aaron Chris all dazzled us with their costumes, but let's not forget that choosing the perfect Halloween costume can be a daunting task when you're accustomed to the luxurious comforts of stardom. Jodie Turner-Smith wrapped up the evening in a cute cow costume because, why not? Who needs to be a glamorous Hollywood star when you can be an utterly adorable farm animal? In conclusion, we must applaud our celebrity friends for showing us that their lives are indeed as challenging as we imagined. Choosing Halloween costumes, dealing with accessories, and managing to look fabulous while navigating everyday life, it's a tough job. But someone's got to do it.
Thank you for listening. I look forward to having you with us again next time. Take care.